Hey, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, your daily dose of hope, real talk, and a whole lot of heart. I'm your host, Sienna Cruz, here to help you navigate the roller coaster of emotions that comes with life, especially when depression throws its curveballs our way. Ever feel like you're constantly walking on eggshells, afraid to let those feelings out? Like your emotions are some kind of forbidden fruit? You know that feeling when you try to bottle it all up and suddenly, boom, you explode in a way that leaves you feeling even more drained and confused. Well, guess what? It's time to throw those emotional straitjackets out the window. Today's episode is all about embracing your emotions, yes, every single one of them, because suppressing them isn't just unhealthy, it's like trying to hold back a tidal wave. It's gonna crash eventually, leaving you feeling more overwhelmed than ever before. So let's dive into 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock the power of emotional expression and start living a life that feels authentically you. First up, recognize that all emotions are valid. That means everything from joy and excitement to sadness, anger, fear, even the ugly ones like envy or jealousy. Society often tells us to suppress certain emotions, but they are all part of what makes us human. Think about it like this. Your emotional spectrum is your unique fingerprint. Each feeling adds depth and complexity to who you are. Second, understand that emotions aren't meant to be controlled, they are meant to be acknowledged. Just because you feel something doesn't mean you have to act on it. But ignoring those feelings will only lead to more internal turmoil. Picture this. Imagine trying to hide a balloon filled with water. You can try to squeeze it, but eventually it's going to burst. Acknowledging your emotions allows them to flow and dissipate naturally. Next up, find healthy outlets for expressing your feelings. This could be anything from journaling and talking to trusted friends and family to engaging in creative activities like painting, dancing, or playing music. Think of these outlets as emotional pressure valves. They help you release those pent-up emotions in a constructive way that doesn't harm yourself or others. Remember, communication is key. It's not always easy to open up about our feelings, but learning to express ourselves authentically with loved ones can be incredibly liberating. Imagine being able to share your struggles and triumphs with someone who truly understands you. That kind of connection can make a world of difference. And finally, practice self-compassion. Be kind and understanding towards yourself, especially when things get tough. Remember, you're doing the best you can in this messy, beautiful human experience. Treat yourself with the same love and care you would extend to a dear friend. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a young woman who's been struggling with anxiety for years. She constantly tries to hide her feelings, fearing judgment from others. But inside, she's a whirlwind of emotions, fear, frustration, sadness. This bottled up energy starts affecting her relationships and even her physical health. One day, Sarah decides to take a leap of faith. She reaches out to a therapist, shares her struggles openly, and starts journaling about her feelings. It's not easy at first, but with each shared word, she feels a sense of relief washing over her. Slowly but surely, Sarah learns to embrace her emotions, express them in healthy ways, and practice self-compassion. She realizes that vulnerability isn't weakness, it's the key to unlocking true connection and living a more authentic life. And guess what? Her anxiety starts to lessen, replaced by a newfound sense of peace and empowerment. So, beautiful souls, remember this. Embracing your emotions doesn't mean losing control, it means owning your power. By acknowledging, expressing, and understanding our feelings, we can break free from the shackles of suppression and step into a life filled with authenticity, connection, and true happiness. Ready to start your emotional liberation journey? Share your biggest takeaway from today's episode in the comments below. Let's create a supportive community where we can all feel empowered to embrace our emotions and thrive. And don't forget to subscribe to Surviving and Thriving in Depression, because every day is a fresh opportunity for growth, healing, and a whole lot of love. Until next time, keep shining your light.
This podcast was brought to life by AI to give you fresh affirmations daily. Support the positive flow by leaving a rating or review.